弟兄姐妹们平安。
Brothers and sisters, peace with you.
先问大家一个问题。
Let me ask you a question first.
你觉得成为基督徒跟入党成为党员是一回事吗？
Do you think it is the same to become a Christian or to become a political party member?
我没有信主以前，真的以为信耶稣就是相信、认同一套教义和理想。
Before I become a believer, I thought that believing in Christ is to believe and to accept a set of teachings.
就跟人说自己是共产主义的信徒或者三民主义的信徒是一样的。
And I would tell people that it's the same as a follower of communism or the three people's principle.
后来发现那样的观念是错的。
Only to discover that that concept is wrong.
也发现这件事情如果不弄清楚，一个人不能成为真正的基督徒。
And if this matter is not clear, one cannot become a true Christian.
也就无法经历到神在圣经当中所应许给基督徒的各样祝福。
He will not be able to experience the blessings God has promised to the Christians in the Bible.
今年暑期我会用七次的信息带大家从希伯来书十一章以及十二章的头几节来看神期望我们的信是什么样的信。
This summer, I will use seven sermon messages based on the first few verses of Hebrews chapter 11 and 12 to see the expectation of God on our faith.
而我为这一系列信息所定的总主题是因着信经历神。
In this series of messages, the overall theme is experiencing God by faith.
两个星期前，我们看了希伯来书十一章的一到三节。
Two weeks ago, we had looked at Chapter 11, verse 1 to 3.
这是十一章的开场白。
This is the opening of chapter 11.
他先简单扼要的总结最基本的几个要点。
First, to give a brief summary of a few important points.
然后才从第四节开始列举许许多多圣经人物的真实例证，来解释说明神所期望的信是什么样的信。
And then in verse 4, it talks about the real examples of biblical figures to explain the expectation of God on our faith.
希伯来书十一章常常被称为是信心伟人的英雄榜。
Hebrews chapter 11 is often referred as the hero standings of the great believer.
但我们要知道，这些人其实与我们一样，本是平平凡凡的人。
But we need to know that these people are actually like us, the normal people.
只是当他们愿意信心来回应神的时候，因着神的恩典，神使他们做出了非比寻常的事。
It's only that when they are willing to respond to God with faith because of God's grace, God used them to do extraordinary things.
所以希伯来书十一章列举这些真实例证的目的，并不是要我们轻看自己啊，说啊我们活不出那些超级英雄才有的信心。
The purpose of listing these real examples in Hebrews chapter 11 is not to make us feel that we can't live out the faith of these great people.
相反的，这一章是希望帮助我们相信，不论自己多微小、多平凡，只要肯以信心来回应神，这位不平凡的神就可以使用我们来成就不平凡的事。
In fact, the purpose is to help us believe that no matter how small, ordinary we are, as long as we are willing to believe in God, this extraordinary God can use us to do extraordinary things.
那十一章所列举的这些例证都是旧约圣经中的真实人物。
All the figures cited in chapter 11 are from the Old Testament.
第四节到二十二节的人物都是出现在创世纪。
All the people mentioned in verse 4 to 20 appear in the book of to 22 appear in the book of Genesis.
旧约不熟的人可以在这一两周里面读一下创世纪。你听到的时候可能可以收获更多。
If you are not familiar with the Old Testament, you can read the book of Genesis in these two weeks so that you can have more understanding from the messages.
我们今天要看的是四到七节。
Today we look at verse 4 to 7.
在这一小段当中提到三个人物。
In this small short paragraph, we see three characters.
就是亚伯、以诺和诺亚。
That is Abel, Enoch, and Noah.
这几节经文借着他们三个人物的故事各说明一些跟信有关的事。
These verses use their stories to explain several things related to faith.
第一个被提到人物是亚伯。
The first character is Abel.
从创世纪第四章我们知道 亚伯和他的哥哥该隐是亚当和夏娃所生的头两个儿子。
We know from the fourth chapter of Genesis that Abel and his brother Cain are the first two sons of Adam and Eve.
虽然该隐和亚伯都献祭给神，神只看重亚伯和亚伯的供物，却看不重该隐和该隐的供物。
Although both Abel and Cain gave offerings to God, God only looked with favor on Abel and his offering, but not on Cain and his offering.
该隐发怒，后来就动手打亚伯，把亚伯给杀了。
So Cain was very angry and attacked Abel and killed him.
希伯来书十一章在列举信心人物的时候，把亚伯放在第一，而且把重点放在他的献祭，这非常值得注意。
Abel is the first person to be mentioned in Hebrews chapter 11, and it's also worth noting that the focus is in his offering.
为什么神看不重该隐的祭，却看重亚伯的呢？
Why didn't God look with favor on Cain's offerings, but he looked with favor on Abel's?
因为他们虽然都献祭，态度却有不同。
Because they offer with different mentality.
该隐只是很随意的从他种地的出产里面拿了一些来献给神。
Cain casually took some fruits of the soil to give to God.
而亚伯却是特别挑选羊群当中头生的。
While Abel selects carefully some of the firstborn of his flock.
而且他献的是羊的脂油，也就是最肥美的一部分。
And his offering are of fat portions and from the best part.
在圣经当中我们看到很多人到了神的圣殿都会奉献一点。
We see from the Bible that there are many people bring offerings to the temple of God.
但奉献的心态却可以很不一样。
But their mentality can be very different.
有的人奉献只是让自己感觉不错，或者想得人的称赞。
Some people give offering to feel good about himself or to want people to praise them.
有的人奉献只是很勉强的尽个义务。
Some people give offering reluctantly.
于是只肯拿剩余的来给神，甚至专挑比较差的来给神，把好的留给自己。
So they are only willing to give the remaining to God, even to an extent that to choose the less appealing to give to God and keep the good ones for themselves.
这一类的奉献都是该隐的奉献。
This kind of offering is Cain's offering.
神所悦纳的是亚伯的奉献。
The thing that is pleasing to God is Abel's offering.
是心甘乐意的把最好的一部分来给神，而且是先拨出来的。
His willingness to offer to the best to God first.
想看看你愿意把最好的一部分先优先分出来给神呢，还是拿剩下的来给神？
Let us think about it. Are you willing to give the best part to give to God, or you give the remaining to God?
比如说圣经教导我们主日当来教会敬拜神。
For example, the Bible teaches us to go to church to worship God on Sunday.
你每次是先忙其他的事有空才来呢，还是总是先把这个时间归给神？
Do you first choose to work on other things first, only to go to church if you are free, or you always reserve this time for God?
圣经也鼓励我们借着金钱的奉献操练信心。
The Bible also encourages us to use money to practice our faith.
而你总是到了月底或年底再看看手边有没有剩余的钱有才奉献呢，还是你总是凭着信心先拨出一部分归给神？
Do you wait till end of the month to see how much money you remain before you give offering, or you always set aside a sum of money based on your faith?
有些基督徒常常叹气说啊，没时间读经祷告。
Some Christians often complain that they do not have time to read the Bible.
叹气归叹气，一年年过去，情形还是一样。
But they still, as time passes, the situation stays the same.
原因很可能是他们只肯把用剩下的来给神。
The reason is possibly that they are only willing to give the remaining time for God.
他们献的是该隐的祭。
What they offer is Cain's offering.
你呢？
How about you?
你献的是该隐的祭呢，还是亚伯的祭？
What you offer is Cain's offering or Abel's offering?
希伯来书十一章四节接下来说了一些很特别的话。
Hebrews chapter 11 verse 4 next talks about a very special sentence.
先说亚伯得到称义的见证。
first says that Abel was commended as a righteous man.
称义是圣经当中相当重要的一个观念。
The Bible regards righteousness as a very important concept.
意思是说，那些被称为义人的人，并不是真正完美无缺的人。
That being called a righteous person doesn't mean a perfect person.
他们只是蒙了神的恩典，被称为义，被算为义。
They are only commended and regarded as righteous based on God's grace.
虽然这边第四节的希腊文语法跟讲称义最多的罗马书不同，观念却是一致的。
Although chapter 11 verse 4 in Greek words is different from Romans.
那亚伯为什么被称为义呢？
Why is Abel commended as righteousness?
第四节接着说，是因他所献的礼物。
Verse 4 says it's because of the offering he gave.
亚伯的献祭有一个非常特别之处。
The offering by Abel is very special.
就他将羊杀死来献祭。
That is he killed a sheep as a sacrifice.
这是圣经当中第一次记载有人杀死动物。
This is the first time in the Bible that is recorded a person killed an animal.
我们要知道，在亚伯的时代，神允许人吃的食物只限于地所生长的菜蔬。
We need to know that in Abel's time, God only allows people to eat vegetables.
要等到第九章大洪水过后，神才只是说活着的动物也可以做人的食物。
Only after the big flood in Genesis chapter 9, God instructs that people can eat living things.
所以在第四章，亚伯拿刀杀羊是相当特别的行动。
Therefore, in chapter 4, Abel used a knife to kill the sheep is a very special action.
他没有只献羊毛或者羊奶，
He didn't choose to offer only the sheep's milk or wool,
而是牺牲一些羊的生命，
but to sacrifice the lives of sheep,
流羊的血，
use the blood of sheep,
这样来献祭，
as an offering.
这正与神后来所指示献赎罪祭的要求是一致的。
This is consistent with what God later instructed on the requirement of offering.
虽然亚伯的献祭是远远早于赎罪祭立法的颁布，他在行动仍然显示出他的献祭是跟赎罪有关。
While Abel's offering was well before the issue of law of sin offerings, his actions shows that his offering is related to atonement.
首先，他的父母亚当和夏娃犯罪之后，神曾经做了一件很特别的事。
After his parents Adam and Eve sinned, God had done a very special thing.
就是用动物的皮给他们做衣服穿。
That is to use the skin of animals to make clothing for them.
来遮盖他们因为罪而产生的羞耻和愧疚感。
To cover their shame and guilt caused by sins.
那亚伯在决定献祭给神的时候，显然意识到自己在神面前也是一个有诸多过犯和不义的人。
When Abel decided to give offering to God, he is aware that he's a sinful person.
他知道如果没有神赦罪的恩典，靠着自己的义，根本无法面对全然圣洁的神。
Without the grace of God in forgiveness of sins, he simply depend on his righteousness cannot come to face a completely holy God.
第四节接着说，他虽然死了，却因这信仍旧说话。
Verse 4 later says, and by faith he still speaks, even though he is dead.
说什么话？
What does this mean?
从最表面看，仍旧说话指的是亚伯在信心上留给后世的人一个值得效法的好榜样。
On the surface, he speaks means that Abel's faith left behind a good example for the future generations of people.
但更深一层的意义是，亚伯的献祭预表了神要借着耶稣基督让所有信他的人得称为义。
But there is a deeper meaning, saying that Abel's offering is pointing towards that God uses Jesus Christ to make his believers to be righteous.
我们每个人都跟亚伯一样，需要神赦罪的恩典。
Each of us is like Abel, needs God's grace to forgive our sins.
而耶稣基督就是神为我们预备的被杀的羔羊。
And Jesus Christ is the sacrifice God.
相信耶稣就是因着信接受耶稣来做我们的赎罪祭。
And believing in Jesus is a result of faith and accept Jesus as our sin offering.
神悦纳亚伯的祭，因为亚伯在神面前谦卑，看到自己的过犯，承认自己需要神赦罪的恩典。
God accepts Abel's offering because Abel is humble before God and he sees his own sins admits that he needs the grace of God in forgiveness of sins.
他是以感恩的心来向人献上最好最美的。
Based on a grateful heart, he offers God the best and the most beautiful.
相对之下,该隐的献祭好像是施点恩惠给神一样。
In contrast, Cain's offering is like giving some kindness to God.
当他发现神看不中他的供物的时候,他不但觉得自己有任何的亏欠,还发怒,动手杀了亚伯。
When he found out that God did not favor his offering, he not only did not feel embarrassed, but felt angry and killed Abel.
我们呢,我们到神面前来是抱着什么样的态度?
How about us? What kind of attitude do we have in front of God?
如果心态上是自以为意,那么就算献祭,献的也是该隐的祭。
If we feel self-righteous, what we offer is Cain's kind of offering.
今天刚好有洗礼。
Today we have baptism.
洗礼看起来只是一个仪式, 但每一位在我们教会受洗人都知道,这是一个信心的行动。
Baptisms on the outlook seems to be a ceremony, but everyone who had been baptized in our church knows that this is an act of faith.
就好像献祭一样，在众人面前公开承认自己是有罪的人，需要神赦罪的恩典。
Just like offering to God, openly admit to be a sinful person in front of the public.
而且谦卑地接受耶稣做个人的救主和生命的主。
And accept Jesus to be his personal Savior and Lord.
那这正是希伯来书举亚伯为例而要我们效法的榜样。
This is why the book of Hebrews cites Abel as an example so that we can follow his example.
无论如何,献祭是信心生活的起点。
In any case, offering is the starting point of the life of faith.
当你有心真诚地向神献祭的时候,你的信心必定会开始有显著的增长。
When you are determined to offer to God, your faith will also grow.
你也会因着信开始经历神的真实。
And you will also experience God based on faith.
接下来的第二个人物是以诺。
The next mentioned person is Enoch.
在创世纪第五章的记载当中,以诺有两个很特别之处。
Genesis chapter 5 records two very special features of Enoch.
第一个特点是圣经说,他与神同行。
The first one is that the Bible says that he walked with God.
在整本圣经当中,与神同行这句话只出现三次,其中两次是用在以诺身上,另一次是用在比他稍晚的诺亚身上。In
the whole Bible, walk with God, this sentence only appears three times, two of which are used in Enoch, the other one is used in Noah.
第二个特别之处是以诺离世的方式。The
second special feature is the way Enoch left the world.
圣经讲到以诺前前后后的人都只简单直接地说他们活了多少多少岁就死了。When
the Bible talks about the people before and after Enoch, it simply and directly says how old they lived to.
但讲到以诺的时候却很特别地说神将他取去,他就不再世了。When
it comes to Enoch, it especially says that then he was no more because God took him away.
自从以诺的时代开始,大家对这句话普遍的认知,就跟希伯来书11章5节所写的一样,是认为以诺没有经历肉身的死亡,就直接被神接去了。Since
the era of Enoch, everyone has regarded the same as what is written in Hebrews 11:5, that Enoch did not experience physical death and was taken away by God.
乍看之下,11章第5节只提到以诺不见死,就被神接去的那个特点。 而没有提到他与神同行。
Verse 5, at first glance, it only mentioned that Enoch did not experience death and was taken away by God, but did not mention that he walked with God.
但是第五节的后半说, 只是他被接去以先已经得了神喜悦他的名证。
But later in verse 5, it says, for before he was taken, he was commended as one who pleased God.
这显然是在说以诺在被接去以先, 与神同行,并且因此得了神喜悦他的名证。
Clearly it means that before Enoch was taken away, he walked with God and was also commended as one who pleased God.
好,与神同行是什么意思?
What does it mean to walk with God?
我们也许可以先从自己与人同行的经验来理解。
We may first be able to try to understand from our experience walking with people.
你有与人同行过吗?
Have you walked with people before?
你怎么与人同行?
How do you walk with people?
与人同行有什么好处?
What are the benefits of walking with people?
又有何难处?
And what are the difficulties?
有的人的个性是喜欢做独行侠。
Some people like to be lone ranger.
就算别人愿意与他同行，他也嫌麻烦。
Even if others are willing to walk with him, he feels troublesome.
你见过这样的人吗？
Have you met this kind of people?
我想一定有。
I bet you have.
但是你自己是不是也有一点这样的个性呢？
But do you have this kind of a bit of this kind of personality?
另外，夫妻结婚本来就应该二人成为一体，要能同行而且同心。
A married couple should be to become one, shall be able to walk together and with one heart.
不过你有没有看过夫妻各走各的？
But have you ever seen a couple walk their own way?
从正面来说，你有没有看过一些令你羡慕的夫妻？
On the plus side, have you ever been envy of a couple?
他们步调一致，如同琴瑟和鸣。
Their action in unison, just like musical instrument in harmony.
而且你看得出来，他们是真正享受二人同行的满足和喜乐。
And you could really see they enjoy the satisfaction and joy of walking together.
那这么美的事情是怎么会发生的呢？
But how does this happen?
需要怎么样做才能够有这么美的同行呢？
What should be done to have this kind of beautiful unity?
我想有一些基本的原则是不难自己推敲出来的。
I think it is not difficult to come up with a few basic principles.
不过如果你想多知道一些这方面的原则，今天崇拜后可以留下来看刘志雄长老讲的婚姻与家庭 DVD 课程。
If you want to learn some of these principles, please stay back after the worship service to watch a DVD class on marriage and family issues.
人间的夫妻关系是如此，人与神之间也有类似之处。
Human relationship is as discussed before above. As for the relationship between man and God is similar.
当然，人你看得到，神你的肉眼看不到。
Of course, you can see man, but you cannot see God.
怎么样可以让一个与神同行从一个抽象的观念成为实际的体验呢？
How can you make an abstract of walking with God into a real experience?
第六节就是与神同行的解释。
Verse 6 explains the meaning of walking with God.
他说与神同行就是到神面前来。
It says walking with God is to come to God.
而且是持守着两个基本信念。
And to hold on to two fundamental beliefs.
第一个信念是相信有神。
The first belief is to believe there is God.
第二个信念是相信神赏赐那寻求他的人。
The second is to believe that God rewards those who earnestly seek him.
当然这两个信念是连接在一起的。
In fact, these two beliefs is linked.
什么叫做信有神？
What is belief that is God?
这里讲的绝对不是只限于头脑上的知识。
This is not limited to mind and knowledge.
比如说有人告诉你啊，非洲某一个国家出现了一个非常好的总统。
For example, someone tells you that there is a very good president in one African country.
他过去做了很多的好事，现在又怎么样的为人民服务，带动很多的革新。
He had done very many good things in the past, and now he served much for the people and drive many new changes.
这件事情虽然是真的，你只是头脑上相信，听过之后就放一边了。
Although this is true, you just believe in your mind and you put it aside after listening.
他是他，你是你。
He is he, you are you.
这个信跟你的生活丝毫没有发生任何的关系。
This belief is not related to your life.
这不是第六节所讲的信。
This is not what it says in verse 6.
第六节讲的信有神是相信神就在你的身旁。
Verse 6 says that you believe that God exists and believe that God is by your side.
就好像一个愿意邀请你同行的人已经就坐在你的旁边了。
Just like one who is willing to walk with you is already sitting by your side.
而且你要相信他赏赐那寻求他的人。
And you believe that he rewards those who earnestly seek him.
也就是说你相信只要你肯回应他的邀请与他同行，那会是一个带来很大满足喜乐大有赏赐的人生旅程。
In other words, you believe that as long as you respond to his invitation to walk with him, that will bring you satisfaction and joy and a rewarding journey of life.
我知道一开始我们还是会觉得，哎呀，神很抽象，很遥远，很陌生。
I know that we still think, God is very abstract and very distant.
那就很难想象与神同行，可以是一个真实的体验。
It's difficult to imagine that people are really, can.Experience a walk with God.
但是这样的一个经验不是只是少数人才有，是神希望每一位属神的儿女都能够亲身体验。
But such such an experience is not limited to a small number of people. God wants every one of us to experience this.
在三百多年前，在法国的一个修道院，有一位在厨房打杂的人，叫做劳伦斯弟兄。
300 years ago, there is a monastery in France. There is a brother named Lawrence working odd job in the kitchen.
因为他是打杂的，每天都会有很多人叫他去做各式各样的事。
Because he does all the odd jobs, every day many people tell him to do all kinds of things.
面对这么多的忙碌和扰乱，他养成了在心中时时与神交谈的习惯。
Facing this kind of busyness and distractions, he developed a habit of constant conversation with God in his heart.
比如说曾经有一次有人叫他去买酒。
For example, someone asked him to buy some drinks.
需要走不少的路。
He needs to walk a long distance.
他的脚是跛的，他心里就很不愿意。
His foot is lame, so his heart is unwilling.
而且他又觉得这样的事情没有益处。
And he feels that buying drinks has no benefits at all.
但他跟神交谈之后，他这样对神说。
But he talked to God.
他说：“主啊，我所做的事是你交给我做的，求你加给我力量。”
Lord, what I'm doing is what you gave me. Please give me the strength that I need.
就这样，无论做什么事，他未做之前就先讲这件事献给神，做完之后就感谢神。
Whatever he does.Before doing anything, he will first bring the matter to God and thank God after the matter is finished.
遇到困难，他就求神赐给他智慧来明白神的旨意。
When he encounters any difficulties, he will pray to God and give him wisdom to understand God's will.
而且一旦明白这是神要他做的事，他就求神赐他恩典来把这事做好。
Once he understands that God's wants him to do this matter, he will pray for God's grace in doing the work well.
如果他做得不好，他就求神赦免，并求神补足他的缺欠。
If he didn't do it well, he will ask for God's pardon and make up for his shortcomings.
就这样，他变得手忙而心不忙，为神的缘故，他做一切繁琐的杂事。
And this way, he became that hands are busy but not heart is not, doing all this.Tedious chores for the sake of loving God.
那他从来没有向人说教的这样子的意味。
But he has never tried to preach this to people.
只是在与亲友通信的时候，很自然的在心中分享了他在生活当中体会出的这些点点滴滴。
But only in communicating with his family and friends in letters, it's natural for him to share the small bits and pieces of his life experience.
但是收到他的信的人读过之后，心里被触动。
But those who receive his letter, their hearts are touched.
后来有人来当面与他交谈。
Later, someone came face to face and talked to him.
之后把交谈的记录以及劳伦斯写过的几封信都收集起来，编辑成书。
Collecting some of the records of the talks and the collection of his letters, a book is published.
那这本书一传十，十传百，结果被翻成多国的文字，传遍世界。
This book has been recommended through the word of mouth and is later translated into different languages sent to different parts of the world.
成为带给许许多多人极大帮助的经典之作。
It's a classic book helping many people.
你去查一下的话，很可能会很惊讶的发现，康奈尔的图书馆不只有这本书，而且有好多本。
You will be amazed if you check. Cornell Library not only has this one book, there are many of these books.
英文版从1890年出版的到1999年出版的都有。
English version published from 1890 to 1999.
书名是 The Practice of the Presence of God, 操练与神的同在。
The book is entitled Practice of the Presence of God.
那这里面分享的道理其实非常浅显，一点都不难明白。
It's not difficult to understand this book.
关键在于操练。
The key is in practicing it.
劳伦斯他持续的操练，他就经历神同在的真实。
Lawrence continued to practice, hence he experienced being with God.
对我们来说也是如此，关键在于操练。
It's the same for us. The key is whether you are willing to practice.
就好像很多人明明有配偶和孩子，天天生活在他的身旁。
It's like some people have spouses and children living by his side every day.
但他总是只忙自己的, 长期冷落家人, 很少花时间与家人有好的互动, 更不要说谈心。
But he always minds his own things, neglects his family, rarely spends time with his family, let alone have a heart-to-heart interaction.
相对之下, 你一定看过一些家庭, 夫妻常常花时间在一起。
In contrast, you must have seen some family, a couple often spends time together,
也跟孩子在一起,
and with their children.
然后从年轻到年老, 他们全家的关系就是和谐, 幸福美满, 让人羡慕。
From young to old, the whole family has a harmonious and blessed relationship, leading to people to envy.
跟神的关系也是如此。
This is the same as relationship with God.
但以诺与神的同行还有一点值得提一下的。
There is another thing worth mentioning from Enoch walking with God.
根据创世纪的记载, 他是在65岁生了 马土撒拉之后才与神同行。
According to the records of Genesis, Enoch walked with God only when he was 65 years old after Methuselah was born.
不少圣经学者猜想，大概是生了第一个孩子之后，他清楚意识到养儿育女的责任重大。
Many scholars guess that perhaps giving birth to a child, Enoch clearly feels the responsibility of raising children and see his own limitations.
在看到自己有限的时候，就意识到需要依靠神来与神同行，让神来引导他。
He realized that he needs to rely on God and have God to guide him.
如果我们也能够看到自己的有限，
If we can see our own limits,
也看到自己需要过一个负责任的生活，
We see the need to lead a responsible life.
然后谦卑下来，选择以与神同行的方式来过每天的生活， 那可以带给我们很大的祝福。
Be humble and choose to lead a life of walking with God. That kind of humility brings a life full of blessings.
想看看，如果将来别人一想到你就说， 哎呀，某某某一生与神同行， 那是多美的一件事。
Think about it. In the future, if someone thinks of you, says that XXX walks with God all his life.
某某某，你希望那是你一生的写照吗？
Do you want this to be your life story?
我们用自己习惯的语言同声来读第六节。Let
us read Hebrews with your familiar language.
请。人非有信，就不能得神的喜悦，因为到神面前来的人必须信有神，且信他赏赐那寻求他的。接下来提的第三个人物是挪亚。
Next is the character Noah.
他一生更清楚见证希伯来书11章1节所讲的信。
His life more clearly demonstrates the faith mentioned in Hebrews 11:1.
当神说会有大洪水要来的时候，那完全是未见之事。
When God told him that there is a big flood coming, this is entirely what is not seen.
而神却叫他去盖一个超大的方舟。
But God instructed him to build a very large ark.
想看看如果你是他, 那需要多大的信心才会去付诸行动。
If you were him, do you have this kind of faith to do what is instructed?
在你一点一点盖方舟的时候, 又需要忍受多少人的讥笑甚至是辱骂。
When you are building the ark bits by bits, you need to endure many people mocking at you and even abuse at you.
在面对周围的人都不相信神所说话的时候，你能够承受多少心里的孤单？
Facing these people who do not believe in God's words, how much can you withstand this kind of loneliness?
然后一天一天，一年一年过去，根本没有任何大洪水要来的迹象，你心里能够不怀疑、不摇动吗？
But as day and years passes, there is no signs of big floods. Can you not feel suspicious and not waver?
你能够坚持多久，还继续一点点的去把方舟盖起来？
How long can you persist and continue to build the ark little by little?
在挪亚身上，我们看到顺服是信心生活的表现。
For Noah, we see obedience demonstrates a life of faith.
而挪亚的顺服带出了三方面的结果。
And his obedience brings three results.
第一是使他的全家得救。
First is the salvation of his home family.
第二是定了那世代的罪。
And the second is he condemned the world.
第三是自己蒙受了从神而来的义。
And the third is he became righteousness from God.
头两方面说明了，当一个人信靠顺服神而采取行动的时候， 这个行动会带着清楚强烈的福音性。
The first two results clearly notes that when one trusts and obeys God, and take actions, this action comes with a clear, strong evangelistic message.
别人不可能不看到,
others will see this.
而且看到之后, 必定会做出选择, 要么是接受, 要么是拒绝。
They will certainly make a choice either to accept or to refuse.
无论别人的选择是什么, 这位信神的人, 尽上了传福音的责任。
No matter what others choose, this faithful person has done the responsibility of sharing the gospel.
我和我太太信主，我和我太太拿到电脑硕士，刚开始要在一家大的电脑公司工作的时候，面对一个抉择。
After my wife and I received a master degree in computer science, we work in a large computer company and faced with a decision to make.
当时我们才信主不久。 那时候每次要跟亲戚朋友说自己已经成为基督徒了，都还有点别扭尴尬。
At that time, we are young believers. Whenever we need to tell our family and friends that we became Christians, we feel a little awkward.
但是我们记得在那个之前不久，曾经听到一位信主多年的基督徒分享他失败的经验。
But we remember that not long ago, before, we heard about a Christian sharing his experience of failure.
他工作了好几年，有一天别人在一个聚会当中遇到他，才很惊讶地说：“原来你是个基督徒啊！”He
started working for a long time, and only until when he met someone in the Christian gathering, that person was very surprised and said, "So you are a Christian?"
他当初没有跟别人讲是自己是基督徒。He
did not tell anyone that he is a Christian.
而且在公司当中，他真的有不少有失见证的失败。
And in the company, he has quite a few of not good testimony.
但是反正就是那一天那句话，让他意识到他没有发挥任何传福音的果效。
And because of that saying from the other person, he knows that he did not share the gospel at all.
因为这位弟兄的见证，我和我太太就决定不隐藏自己基督徒的身份。
Because of this brother's testimony, my wife and I decided not to hide our identity as a Christian.
从上班的第一天起，我们在公司里的餐厅吃饭的时候，就像平常在家里一样，低头祷告谢饭。From
the first day of work, we eat at the cafeteria. We will say grace just like what we did in at home.
没想到神竟然用这个开了福音的门。
And unexpectedly, God opened the door of gospel.
好几位同事都主动过来打招呼。
Several colleagues took the initiative to say hello.
还很好奇地问我们关于信仰的事。
And they were very curious, asking us questions about our faith.
还很快就有人请我们带他们一起读圣经。
And some even invite us to have a Bible study with them.
结果我上班不到一个月，公司同事的查经班就成立了。Although
we started work less than a month, but the Bible study fellowship has been established.
许多同事因此开始去教会，信了主，也受了洗。And
several colleagues began to go to church, believe in Lord, and were baptized.
在我太太的同学当中也是如此。This
is the same as in my wife classmates.
我们刚开始向那些同学传福音的时候，非常的孤单呐。When
we began to share the gospel with these classmates, we felt very lonely.
他们不但不信，有的时候还会开一些很刺耳的玩笑。
They not only do not believe. Sometimes they even break some harsh jokes.
那时候的感觉就跟挪亚在没有人相信洪水会来的时候孤单的盖方舟一样。We
were feeling like Noah, when no one believed in the flood, he had to build the ark alone.
但是感谢神自己奇妙的作为。But
praise God for his wonderfulness.
现在我太太在美国的同学当中信主的人已经越来越多。And
many of my wife's classmates accepting Jesus has been increasing.
甚至已经成为具有关键影响力的多数。
And many of them have big influence.
在家人方面也是如此。
The same goes for my family.
我还记得1984年我才受洗不久, 听到有人带了家人信主。
I still remember in 1984 when I was just baptized, I heard someone bring his family to believe in God.
我深有所感地说, 我实在难以想象我的任何一位家人有一天会信主，在我看来，那根本是不可能的事。
I deeply felt that I cannot imagine any of my family members to believe in Lord one day. It seems simply impossible.
但是我认为自己办不到的事情，神却行了奇事。
But when I think it's impossible, that God does the miracle.
我的父母、姐姐、哥哥全信了主。
My parents, my sister and brother all believe in Lord.
我太太的家人都在台湾。
My wife, my sister, my wife family is in Taiwan.
我们向他们传福音，而且祷告了十几年，都看不到任何进展。
We shared the gospel with them and prayed for more than 10 years, but we still could not see any progress.
但最近几年，家人一个接一个的信。
However, in the past few years, her family members believed one by one.
还没有信的也开始有了正面的反应。
And those who haven't believed began to have some positive feeling about it.
所以弟兄姐妹们，让我们凭着信心来顺服神。
Therefore, brothers and sisters, let us have faith to obey God.
不论传福音的时候要遭受多少的拒绝，甚至嘲笑，继续凭信心顺服。
Regardless of how much rejection or mockery we suffer, we continue to share the gospel based on faith and obey.
挪亚顺服神去盖方舟，不只救了自己，也让他全家得救。
Noah not only saved himself, but also saved his whole family.
最后，让我们简单复习这三个人在信心上的见证。
Finally, let us briefly review the faith of three characters.
你记得多少？
好 ，How much do you remember?
在亚伯身上，我们看到献祭是信心生活的起点。
From Abel, we see offering is the starting point of a life of faith.
在以诺身上，我们看到与神同行是信心生活的实质。
From Enoch, we see walking with God is the essence of a life of faith.
在挪亚身上，我们看到顺服是信心生活的表现。
From Noah, we see obedience is a manifestation of a life of faith.
要经历神的真实和祝福，这三方面都很重要。
If you want to experience God and His blessings, all these three aspects are very important.
而每一方面都需要凭信心跨出去。
Every aspect requires you to step out by your faith.
你愿意吗？
Are you willing?
在祷告之前，我们一同来唱一首诗歌。
Before prayer, let us sing a hymn together.
主，我跟你走。
Lord, I walk with you.
这首诗歌有些人可能不熟，所以我们第一次就是一边唱一边学。
Many people might not be familiar, so we sing and learn at the same time.
用你习惯的语言。
Use your familiar language.
祝你跟我走，往普天下走。天涯海角紧紧抓住我，主我跟你走，往普天下走，死因幽谷紧紧跟你走，因你是万王之王，万主之主，有你跟着我，我害怕什么？因你一战胜死亡，得胜君王，这信心的路我永不回头。开启我的眼，星星的双眼，那天使天君在身边，塑造我的心，谦卑的聆听你的话语，深植在我心，因你是万王之王，万主之主，有你跟着我，我害怕什么？因你一战胜死亡，得胜君王，这信心的路我永不回头。
请思情继续谈。很多人想到要跟随主的时候，想到的是失去自由。
Many people when they think about following God, they first think about losing the freedom.
想到了心里就很沉重。
When they think about it, their hearts are deep.
但是这首诗歌是一个很欢快的诗歌。
But this song is a very lighting song.
跟随主可以是一个充满喜乐的诗。
Following God can be a so blessed.
我们一同站起来唱。
Let's stand up and sing.
祝你跟我走，往普天下走，天涯海角紧紧抓住我，
宣告
主，我跟你走，往普天下走，死因有故，紧紧跟你走。
因你是万王之王，
因你是万王之王，
万主之主，有你跟着我，我害怕什么？
因你已战胜死亡，
得胜君王，这信心的路我永不回头。
开启我的眼，
开启我的眼，信心的双眼，看那天使天君在身边，塑造我的心，谦卑地聆听你的话语，深植在我心。因你是万王之王，
万主之主，有你跟着我，我害怕什么？
因你已战胜死亡，
得胜君王，
这信心的路我永不回头。
因你是万王之王，万主之，
因你是万王之王，
万主之主，有你跟着我，我害怕什么？
因你战胜死亡，
歌声轻狂，这星星的路我永不回头，
这星星的路，
这星的路我永不回头。
主啊，恳求你赐给我们信心。
God, please give us a faith.
让我们这一生永远跟你走。
Let us be, walk with you in the in our life.
听我们的祷告。
Listen to our prayer.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
请坐。